A spooky story? No, I don't think this is a spooky story today. This is a story about Jesus, because as I've been reading the stories about Jesus in the Bible, I have noticed that Jesus is surrounded by crowds of people. All the time it seems like there's just crowds, men and women, boys and girls, healthy people and sick people, happy people and confused people, worried people and confident people, some really good and honest people, and maybe some people who know they've made some mistakes and done some bad things in their life. They just all seem to be crowding around Jesus all the time. And sometimes the crowd reminds me a little bit of people at the zoo, how they push forward to see or touch. And sometimes the crowd reminds me of people at a parade who are cheering and waving and waiting to see what's going to happen. Sometimes the crowd reminds me of people on the beach at a hot day, just really eager to enjoy that cool water and the soft sand. It seems like everywhere that Jesus goes, if he goes to a friend's house, people come in the house until all the rooms are full, and then they stand outside the window and look in, and they gather around the house, and sometimes they even get up on the roof and break a hole in the roof. And if Jesus tries to go for a walk, people notice, and they walk along with him, and then more people come, and more people come, and pretty soon there's this great big crowd, and Jesus sometimes has to get into a boat so he's not smothered by all the people on the land. And if he takes the boat to the other side of the lake, the people run around the shore and try to get there before he does. Crowds everywhere. Even if he goes to the most remote wilderness place he could think of, there's a crowd of people waiting for him. You know, Jesus' disciples, his friends, they got really tired of that crowd sometimes, and they would say to Jesus, "Can't you make these people go away?" Jesus never did want to make them go away. He always wanted to teach them something about God. So he would sit on the side of a hill so his voice could be heard by everyone, and he would tell stories about God. And if the crowd was hungry, he would insist that they get fed. And if people brought forward someone who was sick, then he would talk to that person and touch that person and let that person touch him. It seemed like only two times Jesus ever tried to avoid the crowd. One time was when he knew the crowd was really angry and they might try to hurt him. And the other time when he knew the crowd was really excited and he was afraid they were going to try to make him the king. Those two times he went and hid. But other than that, the Bible says Jesus always had compassion for the crowd. Compassion, I know what that means, that he cared a lot about them, that he understood their worries and their hopes, that he wanted to help them, that he knew that sometimes a few people were kind of wrecking things for everybody and he wanted to change that, that he would look at people and see each and every person was capable of having the light of God's love shine in their life, and he wanted to help them experience that joy. The Bible says Jesus had compassion, endless compassion, and so he was always surrounded by crowds. So I want you to turn around here, just leaning against the altar. Turn around, look over the other shoulder, Madison. Maybe you'll be able to see it better. Can you see it now? There's a picture there. And you might think that the artwork looks familiar because we have a picture by this person of the fiery furnace, and it's hanging on the stairs as you go down to Sunday school. And we have a picture of the peaceable kingdom that's hanging outside your music room. And we're going to hang up this picture too, because when I look at this picture, I think, you know, maybe this is what Jesus saw when he saw crowds of people coming to see him and listen to him. And I'm kind of hoping that if we have this hanging on our wall, then when we look at it, we're going to remember to give thanks for each and every person who comes in search of Jesus and what Jesus has to offer. And maybe we're also going to remember to let our own light shine. So let's join hands and say a prayer. Dear Jesus, today as we close our eyes, we imagine ourselves as children in that crowd, the crowd gathered around you. Maybe we're sitting on the grass watching as you break the bread and give it to all the hungry people. Or maybe we imagine what it would feel like to run as fast as we could around the lake to meet your boat. We see your kind face. We see your strong hands. Jesus, we want to spend more time with you. We want to know you better. We want to follow you and be your people. We give thanks for the scripture which shares the stories about you, and for your compassion which rains down love on each and every one of us. Amen.